on the Monday, would be filing our appeal against the ruling of non-recognition by the state, which is a case that was ruled by the industrial court to mean that the federation cannot be registered in view of the lack of provision for the registration of federations. We are saying we don't agree with the ruling of the industrial court, so we are taking it to the industrial court of appeal.
But do you think even if the ruling goes in your favor, the government would uphold it? Because the government seemed to say that the organization Tukoswa has a political agenda, and that is why the government refuses to recognize your group.
I mean, that is an arbitrary thinking on the part of the government. A political agenda, we don't know what they are talking about when they say a political agenda. We are of the view that the ruling of the Industrial Court of Appeal, if it is on our favor, it has to be respected.
The government said that leaders of your organization have been pressing for more democratic reforms, banned political groups to hold demonstrations and illegal meetings to undermine the stability of the country. What do you say to that?
What I can say is then that in Swaziland, the government is claiming that Swaziland is a democratic country. And the democracy must be seen in practice. And the democracy must be seen by the opening of freedom of association. If people in their individual capacities, being leaders of the federation, are aligned to various political parties, as a federation, we don't have a problem with that. Because any leader of the federation can be aligned to any political party of his choice, and he can be aligned to any church of his choice or any football club of his choice.
Now, but in this case, what do you think are the prospects of your court case if indeed you petition Monday? What do you think the prospects are?
The prospects, I mean, wish not to get into then the question of then the prospects, because that will appear as though I am jumping the gun.
Now, but let me ask you this. The first ruling, was it in your favor that the government should recognize you?
It was not in our favor.
Oh,
so in fact, the first ruling was to the effect that the government must cause for legislative reforms that will enable federations to be registered.
The government has the levers of power. It has refused to recognize you. Now, even if it's ruled in your favor, what are the chances that a government will recognize you?
No, the chances are then that we are of the view that the government must recognize us. Because the Industrial Court of Appeal is then the highest court in the industrial arena. So the government must recognize us. It should not be a question of choice whether they do or they don't. Because our appeal is based on the fact that we are saying even the first ruling, the judge erred in law in finding that there was no provision for the registration of federation. We are of the view that the law is adequately written to allow the registration of federations. So if then the Industrial Court of Appeal would find that, yes, the current position of the law allows for the registration of federations, then that would be it. Then that would reinstate the registration status of Tukoswa.